pleased to say that Sam Perry from The Great Cricketer is on the line. G'day, Sam.
Hey, g'day, fellas. Thanks for having me back.
Mate, great to have you back. Where do you want to start? You want to talk a bit of Origin? You want to talk a bit of cricket? Or you want to talk about the potential of the Perth Bears?
Well, let's talk about the Bears. I know you guys are talking league. I think the last few times we've chatted, fellas, usually what happens is, and this happens pretty much everywhere I go, you know, I talk to you guys on the radio, I go to the pub, I talk to my wife and sons in the kitchen. Everywhere I go to advocate for the Bears, I just get laughed at or pitied, you know, regarded as a tragic, etc. You know, they tip their head to the sides, they whisper behind my back, when will he understand that it's all over? But a few things have changed since we last spoke. Peter Vlandis has come out and said every second person I talk to wants the Bears back. Peter Vlandis has met the investors for the Bears bid. He likes them. News Limited's being nice to the Bears. West Australia seems interested. And all of a sudden, the Bears president, Daniel Dixon, seems to have his choice of where the Bears want to go. Now, this is pretty surprising for Bears fans because it seems like we may even be half a chance. So we start feeling cautious in these situations. But I have to say, it's about as good as it's ever seemed when it comes to the prospects of the Bears coming back. There's money, there's goodwill. Can the Bears get it over the line?
Sam, do you think they would allow to a couple of games at North Sydney Oval?
Look, my understanding, Fletch, is that that is a non-negotiable from the Bears' side of things. I don't know how much leverage the Bears have at all, but I wouldn't really understand a Bears return if it didn't involve North Sydney Oval in some way, shape or form, even if it was just a little nod. Like, speaking personally, once a year is all that would do me. I mean, Joel, I know you're a Tigers guy. I've got some of my best mates who are deep Tigers fans, that they're grateful for three games at Leichhardt Oval. So I don't think the Bears are in any position to be greedy when it comes to North Sydney Oval. We take one or two games a year and then the rest are, you know, servicing the NRL.
I think it's actually helpful for Perth. So if you have two games a year at North Sydney Oval, which knocks it back to, say, 10, or if you throw a magic round at maybe 9, 8 or 9, whatever the case may be, over there in Perth, supply and demand, less is more sometimes. So if you take it away, you increase the chance of getting bigger crowds. So I think that'd be perfect. I honestly think, Sam, that, and it's early crow stuff, but it just looks like the logical way that, that the Perth Bears are a team, doesn't it?
It does to me too, Joel. It has the ring of truth, but I probably shouldn't be listened to because I've said the same thing about the Gold Coast. I'd say the same thing about, you know, the Pacific or the Southern Bears or whatever. But when it comes to Perth, it seems to line up from all the pragmatic, boring parts of a bid, like, you know, a broadcast slot, for example, like the nationalising of the competition, like there actually being an interest in rugby league with an expat community over there. Moreover, this would be the first prospective partners for the Bears that actually seem interested in the Bears. If we're honest about all the others that the Bears have spoken about before, I think most of the time, those in authority have said, look, we want our own team. And I fully expect that as this kind of develops, because this always happens with the Bears, that there will be people who say Perth should have their own team or all the other locations should have it. And as I said in this article, it seems to me that the only thing standing in the way of the Bears and the return seems to be the Bears. I mean, I know Danny Dixon well. I think he's a great advocate for the Bears and he's doing a great job. He seems to be positioning the franchise or the club or the Bears venture as having their choice of where they'd like to go. I've never been in a situation before where the Bears are playing hard to get with others, you know. I'm pretty keen for us to get back. Perth seems to be the place, but according to Danny, we actually need to be a little bit more circumspect about where that is.
Are you worried, Sam, that the locals won't identify with the Bears? I know there are so many Bears fans out there, but in the middle of Perth, are you worried that, oh, we'll have the expats that are over there that have support of the Bears, but the locals going, well, this isn't really my team?
Yeah. Absolutely. And I think that's a massive, I mean, I'm being serious now, but like, that's a massive challenge for Bears people, and particularly people, and I don't want to sledge them because I'm from here as well, but people from the North Shore of Sydney don't have a great reputation when it comes to engaging with the rest of Sydney, let alone the rest of Australia. You know, if the Bears want to be, if the Bears are serious about being in the NRL, they're going to need to do a huge job to reach out to Perth, to WA, and to say, we will be true partners with you. You know, and what does that look like, and how do we make sure that we're the best people to ensure that WA has a team that they can be proud of? You know, and like that is the job of the Bears. It'll be new territory for them, and I think like that is the one gap that the Bears need to ensure that they're able to fill. And Danny, if you're listening, I'm happy to help.
Yeah, honestly, like I know people have those concerns. I don't, and the reason being, I think it's a no-brainer. You pick up those instant members from Sydney. The concern, Fletcher, that you mentioned about Perth, is this our team? Mm. You know, they haven't played for 23 years. It's not like, you know, Manly's just moved straight across and they're relevant to here. The bear itself is a great logo. It's a great mascot.
100%, it is. But it's a North Sydney Bear.
Yeah.
And I know, like, if you're a North supporter and a Bears fan, you just want to see the Bears play in the top level,
yes,
which is the NRL.
But a lot of the new fans over there. So if you're 33, for example, right, the Bears weren't even playing. A, you're living over there, so you haven't been entrenched in rugby league, likely. And B, you wouldn't have seen the North Sydney Bears since you were 10. So 33 and below, which is your pipeline coming through, they wouldn't have a clue really about the North Sydney Bears. So I think you get the best of both worlds. Those who know everything about it, they jump on the bandwagon.
Yep.
And those who know nothing about it, well, it means nothing to them. The North Sydney Bears. What do you think, Sam?
I agree. Look, I think that makes sense on paper, Joel, but I also think that there will be a lot of people out there who will say, well, one thing that would be better than the Bears would be our own team in our own identity that doesn't take on the heritage of a team that, let's face it, many could make a strong argument, did fail for a really long time, you know, while they're in the competition. Now, for many of us, that's a point of affection and we love it very much. But sometimes people do want their own teams. And look, to be honest, I do see it as a hurdle for the Bears to overcome. I think they can overcome it. And I think it could actually be a really strong thing. But it is not about Perth accepting the Bears. It's actually about the Bears, I think, reaching out to Perth and saying that we can be great for you. And here's the heritage that you will get. And let's build a partnership and a franchise together. It'll be interesting to see whether the Bears can get themselves together to do that.
I love it. I just think it's a no-brainer. Brooksy doesn't miss a trick here, Brian. He says they have a team in Perth, the Willoughby Bears, and they've actually had a couple of first graders come out of it. So Royce Hunt, of course, Canberra and the Sharks, he started with the Willoughby Bears.
Yep.
And Jordan Pereira, he played with the Willoughby Bears as well. So there you go.
What do they need to do? Because remember how we heard about when they're on a team, they don't meet the criteria. What about juniors? Do you got to have a certain amount of juniors coming through, or what's the rule there? Or is it just you have your squad of 30 players?
No, they had an extensive, actually Sam probably knows, but they had a very extensive checklist when it came to the four teams coming in for the NRLW. It was about how you promote the game, the amount of juniors that you have, those sorts of things. But are you aware of it, Sam, what they need to come up with?
I'm not across the X's and O's of what particular criteria needs to be satisfied to get into the NRL. I still come very much from the high level of I want to go to the hill at Bear Park and watch a game. But I do think that is one of the advantages of a partnership with the Bears, that they do have an established, albeit dwindling, junior system. They can bring a reserve grade side straight into the competition for that partnership as well. And again, I think the boring parts are satisfied, you know, where there are three investors ready to go. They're anonymous at the moment, according to Danny, but that Vlandis has met them, so they're financially viable. I think that's the part of it that gets North fans excited, that never before has actually the boring parts been satisfied. I do think that this side would be ready to go, and it's a matter of nutting out a really good deal that works for both parties. As far as I understand, it's still pretty exploratory, and I think Danny from the Bears may be holding out for a better deal, wherever that may come from.
Like, you mean like another area?
These are public comments that they're public comments that he's made. Look, I think Danny is fairly agnostic about the area that North actually goes to. I think he's had various assurances from the top brass at the NRL that they're really interested in the Bears as a brand to to help the NRL, but where that place is still up in the air. Now, look, I'm not close enough to it to understand whether that is, again, North trying to position themselves with a little bit of leverage, or I should say the Bears there, or what. But that they're just the comments of Danny. You know, Danny yeah. thinks that there could be a few places that could entertain the Bears.
But even the other thing too, you just got to be successful. That's all. As soon as you're successful, well, that's the main ingredient.
Yep.
They'll come out because everyone loves a winner. Look what happened to the Waratahs. They were struggling last year for fans, or the year before, obviously. But this year, now at Leichhardt Oval, when there was 15,000 people.
Well, it's lightning in a bottle too, Fletch. Like, if you go over there and you are successful, at the same time the AFL teams aren't going as well, all that sort of stuff helps, doesn't it?
Yeah, we'll pinch them.
Sam, just on the cricket, what about this, right? So there's plenty to talk about, of course, Australia-New Zealand series coming up, England versus New Zealand series done and dusted, the Big Bash draft. But what about the IPL TV deal, $6.2 billion US dollars with Disney?
Boys, I don't think there's been enough coverage about this in Australian sports media. This deal will change cricket. I mean, it already is changing cricket, but $6.2 billion, to put in context, is 10 times the amount that Australian cricket gets for its entire calendar. And this is just for one domestic franchise comp that at the moment runs over 2 months. It will expand. We will see over the coming immediate years and decades cricket reorient itself to be much more T20 focused, because this is where the money is coming from. And initially, people are going to be concerned about what that means for the primacy of international cricket, and there are some questions over that. But I think the more immediate concern is things like, what does it mean for Red Bull cricket at a domestic level in Australia? What does it mean for the Sheffield Shield? What does it mean for county cricket? Because $6.2 billion over 5 years is a pretty strong suggestion that what TV and media wants is shorter form cricket, and that's what Indian fans want as well. And I think we will see Australian cricket reorient itself to also try and get themselves similar deals as well.
Hey, Sam, we've had so much fun. We've gone way too long, which is fine because we've loved the chat. But, mate, we've got to go. And, by the way, this is Sam Perry from the Great Cricket. You can catch up on the podcast at SEN and have the coverage of the Sri Lanka versus Australia Test Series starts tomorrow. Sam, we thank you.
Thanks, fellas.
Thanks, Sammy. See you, buddy.